USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian negotiators in Turkey offered a peace proposal to include exchanging military neutrality to their Russian counterparts. The Kremlin said it would reduce its military presence in cities near Kyiv, but America and the West says it will judge Russia by its actions, not its words. Still, there are glimmers of hope as the conflict enters its fifth week. It's not clear when a Florida amusement ride will reopen after a 14-year-old boy suffered a fatal fall last week. A manual for the ride obtained by the State Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services reveals that the maximum passenger weight for the Orlando Free Fall is 287 pounds and that large people should not be allowed to ride if they cannot fit in the contours of the seat and the brackets don't fit properly. An attorney for Tyree Sampson says he weighed more than 300 pounds. The major indexes on Wall Street all closed higher on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.